And welcome back to Camp Humphreys, South Korea. We're at the McGinnis Warrior Zone. You know what's fun is to see these high school athletes here, the football team here. And some of them are on the short stature. They're high school kids, of course. And then you've got somebody like a Donald Foyle who comes in at about just a little bit under 7 feet, getting pictures taken with him. I've been watching it as we've been doing the show here. The gentleman joining us now is what I consider to be a very cherished friend because I've known him for such a long period of time. And I respect him. We've had interesting conversations about life, aside from just sports and baseball. And I'm talking about Dusty Baker, the former player and manager, 20-plus years as a major league manager, 10 with the Giants, also managed the Cubs, Reds, and Nationals, three-time National League Manager of the Year. And he did that after he finished up 19 seasons in the majors with Atlanta, the Dodgers, and finished up with the Giants and Oakland as well. Won a world championship with the Dodgers in 81. Dusty, I know you served in the Marine Corps. What was it about your military experience that kind of molded you to any degree in the man and also the manager and player that you became?
Well, you know, I think it molded me in as much as, you know, it taught me leadership. You know, they made me the guide on, the guy that was out in front holding the flag and, you know, marching the other troops around the marching deck out there. And, you know, what it did, it taught me about teamwork, I think, as much as anything. Taught me that no matter where you're from and different parts of the country, we're all on the same side. And, you know, anytime you got to be trained to, you know, to guard and protect another man's life, I mean, that's the epitome of teamwork. And it taught me how to coexist in a workplace, you know, because everybody, like I said, from different parts of the country, you know, different nationalities, different, you know, religions, you know, you're on the same side. And, you know, I thought I had been on teams, football, basketball, baseball, track teams, but it was nothing like, you know, being on the same, you know, being in the Marines. I was real young. It was a time of, you know, racial unrest and you know, peace and love in San Francisco, where I was from, and you know, a lot of you know, anti-Vietnam, you know, sentiments at that time. And I was in from 69 to 75. It was a very confusing time, but like I said, I took a lot of those characteristics and traits. I was also the oldest of the family, so it was kind of a natural situation for me to be in, to, you know, to be in charge. And then you know, it taught me a lot about, you know, a lot about leadership and a lot about people.
One of the things, Dusty, I've always wondered, and I've never asked you this question, but, you know, you played baseball for 19 years and then you became a manager for 20 years. You played the game in a particular way with that discipline, that intensity, that respect for the game of baseball. And as you know, baseball has changed over the years. When you became a manager, how difficult was it for you to deal with the changing players, their attitudes, the money that came in, maybe the motivation to some degree?
Well, it wasn't that difficult for me, because, like, I was a semi-star player, you know, my time and my era as a player. You know, I made good money, so it didn't really matter to me how much money the players were making. You know, you still had to, you know, play the game. Plus, I think I had an added advantage because I coached for 5 years with the same guys that I managed. You know, they knew me, I knew them, and as a coach, you're kind of like an uncle that you can talk to and tell everything to. But as a manager, you know, you're kind of like the father that you can tell most things, but not everything. And so, you know, it was a very easy transition for me because I had the respect of the players and I respected them. And, you know, we had, you know, Matt Williams and Robbie Thompson and Will Clark and Kevin Mitchell. And then we had other guys come in my first year as a manager. We had a big trade, you know, for, you know, Billy Swift, Mike Jackson, Dave Berber. They all came in the trade for, you know, for Kevin Mitchell. So, it wasn't that hard for me. You know, I was taught baseball with the Braves, offensive baseball, and then I learned total game baseball, you know, with the Dodgers. So I just tried to instill, as much knowledge that, you know, had been given to me, and just pass it on to the players. And, you know, I had very good pupils, and, you know, I had some good guys on the team that made it easy to play, and especially we were winning. And, you know, winning sort of, you know, alleviates a lot of the problems, you know, that other managers, you know, may have in the beginning. And so I was very fortunate to you know, have had the players that I had.
Dusty, we've got here in front of us the football team from Camp Humphreys, high school football team, the Blackhawks here, and I wanted to involve them in the show while we're here, and I've got a young man who wants to ask you a question. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Billy Laxton, and mm-hmm. I'm a senior at Humphreys High School here. I'm dreaming to be a Major League Baseball player, and mm-hmm. I'd like to ask you a question about, does teams look for hard work or talent when they're scouting for their own
teams? Well, that's a very good question. I think both. You know, they look at your parents, the size and strength of your parents. They look at, you know, your frame. You know, they look at, you know, what you may become, you know, in the future. And, you know, they're looking for, you know, good ball players, players that, you know, have the ability to be taught and then to retain, you know, what they're taught and then to apply it upon command through muscle memory and practice, you know, while they're on the field. You know, desire, you know, can't be measured, you know, in a person's heart. And so, you know, we're looking for guys that stand out for the right reasons and not guys that stand out for the wrong reasons. And the wrong reasons are, you know, a lack of hustle, you know, a lack of showing, you know, certain baseball, you know, instincts. And, you know, looking for, you know, we're looking for leadership. And so, you know, I was a 25th round draft choice. And so there were only 26 rounds, you know, my year I signed out of high school. And but the main thing is that, you know, I felt I was a number one draft choice in my heart. And so, you know, you have to feel, you know, that you're the best player in the world inwardly. And I learned that from Hank Aaron. But externally, you know, you can't wear that on your sleeve. But confidence is a very, very, very big part of what we're looking for in a young player.
We got about 2.5 minutes before we have to break, Dusty, here, and I'd be amiss if I didn't ask you about your own son. It's always an interesting dynamic when you've been an outstanding player, a manager, and then you have a son following in the footsteps. I remember Yogi Berra's son, Dale Berra, following in his footsteps and others like that. How have you balanced being somebody there for him and not being overbearing?
Well, you know, I get that's a very difficult, you know, situation. You have to realize he's not you. You got to let him be, you know, himself. You know, he's a good ball player, but I think that it helped for him to be around in the dugout, you know, with the likes of Jay Bruce and Brandon Phillips and Barry Bonds and Joey Votto and Griffey and, you know, Moises Alou and Ellis Burks, you know, to be around these players at a very young age to see what it takes. And you know, I've had numerous discussions with him. He said it was probably more difficult when he was 10, 9, 10, almost 12 years old, but he said when he got to be around a young teenager, 12 or 13, he realized that, you know, he loved the game, and all I did was present it to him, you know, try not to force feed him. Just because my dad might have been a plumber, that don't mean that I wanted to be a plumber. But, you know, I was glad to hear that he wanted to be a ball player, and he sees the work that it took, you know, from other players, you know, around him. And these guys, you know, like, he still stays in contact with, especially Joey Votto and Jay Bruce and Brandon Phillips and D. Gordon and some of the guys that he idolizes. And, you know, Bryce Harper was real good to him in Washington, and he hopes to play with these guys someday. And it starts with a dream, but you have to put in the work, and you know, which he's doing. But at the same time, you got to be going in a positive direction, you know, educationally, which he's doing at Cal. So this is a big year for him at Cal, his junior year, when most players get drafted. And you know, I just want him to have fun at it, work at it, and just real. And I think he realizes that, you know, nothing's going to come cheap, but you know, the fact that he's, you know, his own his own man. That's what I try to teach him as much as anything. But I'd like to have a special shout-out to Donald Foyle because, man, I really respect and admire him, you know, what he's done in the community here on the stateside, you know, mainland side. But the fact that, hey, man, he's over there with you, you know, motivating the troops and hopefully motivating their kids.
Yeah, he's doing something with the kids and the troops. I don't know what it is. He's laughing over here on the left-hand side. Dusty, you know what your friendship means to me. We've been friends for such a long period of time, and when I called and reached out to you, you were there for me without hesitation. I thank you, my friend. Take care.
Okay, you're welcome.
Dusty Baker, former Major League player, former Major League manager, and, of course, he played 19 seasons, won a World Championship with the Dodgers in 1981. And a man that just loves the game of baseball. We continue from Korea here on America's Sports Talk Show.